Todd Gurley. So if they can get him a little bit of running room and a few holes open, I think that you're going to see Todd Gurley going to finish very strong this year. I don't think it's a stretch whatsoever to say that he's going to finish as a top six back if he remains healthy, which is for every player. Philadelphia was amazing. They had so many. There was so much pressure. It just seemed like the whole game, Kirk Cousins was just on his heels. That was something to watch.
We appreciate you guys so much. We have a blast doing this, and we do it for you, and we do it for Rob. And we really look forward to talking with you guys next year. In my league of record, I'm in first place right now going into the playoffs, and my average points per week was at 120. Standard, one flex, one kicker, I put up 195 points in 1 week. So that was pretty nuts. The person that I played against had the third most points scored that week, and we had the biggest differential between us, so that felt pretty good. I did well in almost all of my leagues, aside from two. I had one league that I did poorly in. I had some David Johnson and a few other injuries that I just wasn't able to quite recover from to make a four team playoff. And then in our league of record, our sleeper bot league, our sleeper wire team league that we did, I had the second most points scored on the season, but somehow ended up in ninth out of 12th place. So thanks a lot, sleeper bot. Appreciate you for that. I've never seen that much less had it happen to me. My best call of the season, I'm going to have two. There's two guys that I was really high on, and I'm going preseason because I think these are the things that really help people get through the season. And it was Todd Gurley and Keenan Allen. I was all over Keenan Allen early, and I was all over Todd Gurley, and where they were both going, they have produced better point for point than almost anybody else aside from, Hunt and some of these crazy guys like Thielen and Kamara. Leading into the semifinals, Curtis called and said that he's been listening to us all season, and he is 9-for-9 in the playoffs. And he thanked us for a lot of that. And we had a couple other callers that said as much. You guys, it's been so much fun this year. We've really buckled down and worked hard. We've had some big challenges to overcome, which we have. This has been a big step for us, getting recognized as a charitable organization and moving from a podcast to an official show. Our producers are great. Our other hosts are great. It's been a lot of fun.